I was looking forward to a quiet evening at home. As soon as I walked in the door, though, the phone rang. Hello?
Hi, could I speak to Tony?
He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Do you know when he'll be back?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll call back later. Thanks.
10 minutes later, the phone rang again. Hello?
Hi, is Tony there?
No, he's out.
Could I leave a message?
Sure. Give me a second to get something to write with. Okay, I'm ready.
Could you tell him that Pam called and ask him to call me back as soon as he can?
Does he have your number?
He should, but I'd better give it to you. It's 279-555-6347.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Thanks.
As soon as I put down the receiver, the phone rang again. I couldn't believe it. Hello?
Hi, is this Tony?
No, I'm his roommate, Paolo. Tony's not here right now.
I need to get a hold of him. Do you have his cell number?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not sure he wants me to give it out.
Oh, I'm sure he'd want me to have it.
I'll tell you what. Why don't I take your number and have him call you back?
I really need to get a hold of him right away.
I'll give him your message as soon as he gets home.
Fine. This is Susan, and my number is 742-555-3655. Please make sure he gets it. It's important. Bye.
Bye. As soon as she hung up, I took the phone off the hook for the rest of the night. I'd had enough of being Tony's answering service for one night.